I've been studying tefillah in depth, including the Rav Shemona Esrei, with notes to improve my davening. Today I saw the Nefesh HaChaim that suggests that since we cannot fathom the secrets and kedusha of the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, we should only pay attention to the words with purity, and they will be effective. What happened to Iyun Tefillah? Anonymous in Teaneck, New Jersey. You are confusing two things. There are different levels of understanding the tefillos. There is the level of understanding it on its simple level, and even going deep into that simple level, what the words mean, and how they can affect you intellectually, emotionally. That kind of Iyun Tefillah is 100% possible and commendable. What the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about is there's a second aspect of tefillah. If you look in my Sefer on Shemona Esrei, you'll see right away in the beginning two aspects of tefillah. One is the more active kind of tefillah, where the words themselves have effect in the heavens. Not necessarily what they mean to you and what you understand, but the words themselves are like words that open locks in the heavenly doors, and like voice-activated safes or things or computers that are programmed to run when people say certain words in a certain way at a certain time or whatever. Those things are beyond us. We don't understand the workings of the heavens and how the words of the tefillah affect all the heavenly powers. With that, say them with purity and have faith that God knows how they work. But the simple meaning, the deeper meaning of tefillah, how it affects you intellectually and emotionally, that is very, very commendable.